Mr. 20.
Good morning. Oh, I know who this is.
And this would be?
The Dukes of Dixieland.
That's it. How do you know this stuff?
You're not going to believe this. I have that record.
I do believe it. Any Schwanee song he has. It
I
has
have
to get
that
your,
record.
It has to get your approval before anyone.
It has my approval.
Before anyone could play that song anywhere. You know, last week I was standing here. I was complaining, wasn't I? About the traffic and about.
We were all complaining.
Yeah, it was two weeks ago. But last week I heard you on the air with Dean, and you were concerned about some things going on where you live, and you couldn't get out of your neighborhood.
Well, like, we got out, but it was
not easy.
You know, at this time on a Sunday morning, all due to the hot chocolate run
right.
that took place
so,
last
so
week.
So, you wow. know what? There was a post that was done on. Here's my idea, and this is. This is the scoop right here, but I really plan to do something with this. I've talked to the city about this because I think it's a good idea. I happen to see a post from Wendy Taylor Nations, a friend of mine who works at the city of Chicago, and it was a Facebook post, and what I think had happened is someone got hit by a car right near here. They were kind of okay, but still laying in the middle of the street, and people didn't want to pick that person up because that could be harmful.
Yes.
And they knew enough not to do that.
Right.
So all these bystanders surrounded her so the cars would have to go around her. And they make sure she was comfortable until the ambulance arrived. And the hashtag was Chicago Proud. So I'm thinking anytime anything happens, like the book we're about to talk about, it's a Chicago book, I'm posting Chicago Proud. But when I presented the idea to an alderman by phone, I was actually in the car, hands-free, I was legal, and I was at a four-way stop. And the car whose turn to go said, no, I'm not going because an older woman, she must have been 140, was crossing the street, and he knew he would have to wait forever for her, but he didn't care. He was waiting. Something simple like that. I'm going to the Blackhawks game tomorrow night. The national anthem would be more making me proud as a Chicagoan than to hear the national anthem the way it's done and only done before Chicago Blackhawk games. I mean, it can be anything at all where people hashtag, because we do have a great city here, right?
Yes.
And we do have, I think, the most livable large city in America, maybe the world. So let's say so. And the best PR vehicle that costs absolutely nothing is what? Social media. So the city might like a PR campaign that costs absolutely nothing these days. And I am proud to be a Chicagoan. So let's say so. Is that a good idea?
It's a very good idea.
Yeah. So,
and do it in ways that you just were talking about.
Yes. They don't have to be like huge deals. It could be absolutely anything that make us proud of being in Chicago. You see something, hashtag it, Chicago Proud. And I'll see it on Instagram, Steve Dale Pets, or on Twitter, Steve Dale Pets, or on Facebook.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Are you missing a coffee table in your house? If you are, I have a suggestion for you. This book can be, it's so big, it can be a coffee table. The name of the book is A Rough Road Home, The Court Case Dogs of Chicago. Josh Feeney, by the way, took the photography for this, and I don't want it to be lost. Susan Russell, one of the authors, is right here in the studio. Cynthia Bathurst, who in a roundabout way the book is about. It's about safe, it's not about your life story, but it is about Safe Humane Chicago, which greatly is your story, because I was there when Safe Humane began, right?
Yes, you were.
Yes, yes. And I certainly know what Safe Humane Chicago is. It is a program. I still think, I don't know, you would know, is it unique to Chicago with everything that it does?
Yes.
I
yes,
think so. So it makes us Chicago proud.
Chicago
proud. It truly does. Explain what Safe Humane Chicago is.
Safe Humane Chicago is a nonprofit that tries to create safer, more humane communities. You know, a humane community is safer, and we do so by inspiring positive relationships between people and animals.
So one thing you do is humane education for kids.
Right.
One thing you do is actually work with the entire neighborhood, which include the police, which isn't right. always easy because some of the people don't want to work with the police in some neighborhoods. And you work with the religious community as well, the leadership.
Right.
It's a very unique program to save dogs' lives. But this book is about one component mostly, and that's about the court case dogs. Explain what that is.
So court case dogs are dogs that have done the time but not the crime.
I love that line. When I read that in the book, at the beginning of the book, it's in my blog post about
yes.
it, you may have noticed. I just love that because that really describes it well once you understand what we're talking about. What are we talking about?
So we're talking about dogs who are impounded or rescued, really, from owners who are abusing them, neglecting them severely, anything from no food, water, shelter, vet care, all the way up to possibly forcing them to fight for their lives. And these dogs traditionally had been euthanized. They were seen as damaged goods. They pined away in the shelter. And now, because of this awesome program, they're assessed, and volunteers and organizations help, and they get into homes, and they're rehomed. And that's what this book is about, the wonderful stories of all the heroes.
And maybe it's best, Susan Russell, who is the author of the book, if we give an example. And that will illustrate exactly what Cynthia is talking about. And you will understand why I think this program is transformational. It's inspirational. And that's my opinion. What we know, that's not my opinion, but fact, it saves animals' lives. And in doing so, it brings these great dogs, and they are great dogs, into homes to become members of families who otherwise wouldn't have that dog. So explain, give me one story, one example of what Cynthia is talking about.
Absolutely, Steve, and thanks for having us on today. Well, this book has roughly 20-odd dogs, as you've noted. And
and a
court case cat, no question.
Which we'll get to. As I was skimming through the book before I read it, I thought, how did a cat get in here?
And it snuck in like all cats get in. Six have gotten in my house, Steve. I don't know how many have gotten in your house, but they sneak in.
That's not what I mean.
Don't know how that happens. But in any event, I'll give you an example,
yes.
A wonderful example of a dog named Scout. Scout was actually confiscated from a horrible situation. He was among three dogs that were beaten terribly, and they were in a bathroom when the police came to answer a domestic violence call. They were alerted to the situation, and it was just a terrible, terrible beating. So Scout went into Chicago Animal Care and Control as evidence of this crime. He was evaluated for the court case dog program. He passed the test, so he got into the program. He was trained.
So what is the court case dog program?
The program itself is what it does is Safe Humane has behaviorists and evaluators, and they look at these dogs that are coming in that have been confiscated, and they evaluate them. As Janice Tripto would say, who's the behaviorist, she said they have to be safe and they have to be workable, and that's what they're looking for. So, Steve, they don't all make it, obviously, but the ones that
there is such a thing as dangerous dogs
that shouldn't
be on the street,
sure. Right?
But these animals that have been abused themselves have done nothing wrong, and it's not only Cynthia, animals that have been abused, there's a legal part of all this that you understand better than I do, where if a bad guy is brought in for, say, dog fighting or something, that the dog is involved in whatever it is, or maybe even a dog bite, and it might not be the dog's fault, but it has to be investigated first, and the dog is brought in, all according to Chicago ordinance, and all cities pretty much in that regard, same thing no matter where you are in the country, so it's nothing unique to Chicago necessarily. These dogs are brought in. And then what happens to the dog? So before Safe Humane Chicago, the dog would languish at the animal control facility until the courts made the decision. Have I got that right?
Yeah, until they made the decision, and a lot of people didn't understand how all the procedures worked, and so then they'd wait till the very end, and sometimes it was years.
Literally.
Literally.
And that, so a dog that was adoptable and a wonderful dog coming in, on the other end, years right. later, may not be as adoptable living in those conditions.
Right. No love, no exercise, no yeah. training. And so what we do is provide them training and enrichment with our volunteers, but also with our program participants, at-risk youth, wonderful veterans. And what they do is get out on the other side. And what's unique about it is not only a lot of information about the dogs for the adopters and rescuers, but they get free lifetime behavioral support wherever these dogs go. It follows the dogs, foster, adopter, because wow. we believe in them.
Yeah. And they are happy endings. We were talking before the show about
more happy endings than Disney, Steve.
Yeah.
More happy endings in this book than Disney.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with Susan Russell, Cynthia Bathurst in a moment. So Susan Russell is the author of A Rough Road Home, The Course Case Dogs of Chicago, referring to a program Cynthia Bathurst co-founded called Safe Humane Chicago. So, Susan, you were in the middle of kind of telling us a story, and I interrupted, so I apologize for that, but continue.
That's quite okay, Steve. I was just talking about one of the dogs in the book named Scout, as I'd mentioned, he'd been confiscated from an abusive, neglectful situation. He did go into Chicago Animal Care and Control, was evaluated for the program, made it in, and then he started working with the trainers. He actually went to the Illinois Youth Center as well and worked with some of the youth there. He was eventually adopted through One Tail at a Time because all of the Safe Humane dogs are pulled by a rescue at some point so that they can be adopted.
They're a great organization. Yeah.
They're an amazing mm-hmm. organization.
Yep.
And so after that, he got an amazing dad named Chris Glasinski.
An amazing dad.
Yeah, okay. he was adopted. And he now goes BMX biking with his dad. He's an amazing dog. He's incredibly smart. And because of all the love and attention that he received from, like I like to say, all the heroes along the way, from the folks at CACC, Safe Humane, OTAT, One Tail at a Time, all the way to Chris, his adopter, the young man of the Illinois Youth Center, this dog became an amazing, amazing dog.
Well, and these are amazing, amazing dogs, many of them. All dogs are, but I mean, these dogs.
No
really,
argument here, Steve.
I mean, the adage is these dogs know they were saved. I don't know if that is really true, but I will tell you, when you have these dogs, it seems to be true.
Well, I dare say they're very grateful to have a wonderful home, and usually the folks who adopt them are very grateful to have a wonderful dog. So it kind of works both ways.
I would argue that these dogs somehow, on a scale, Susan, are more loyal. And all dogs are. Cynthia's shaking her head yes. I mean, it's a crazy thing to say. It is anthropomorphizing. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yep.
Seems to be that I'm right, though.
They certainly pick it up and keep giving it back to us so that we feel really good about what they're feeling. But they live in the moment and they're happy. And, oh, my God, is that not better than what they were in?
And I think, too, this is an important point of the book, Steve, is that these animals endure incredibly horrible things, and they're able to forgive, love, and move on. It's something that a lot of folks are unable to do. These dogs manage to show us how to do it and to be perfectly functional, wonderful, loving beings, and just as Cynthia mentioned, live in the moment. It's pretty incredible.
We should end the show right there because, I mean, that's exceedingly well put. Thank you. The name of the book is A Rough Road Home, The Court Case Dogs of Chicago. It is a beautiful book, too. I mentioned Josh Feeney's photography early on. These pictures are astounding, these images, but they are often of pit bull type dogs that we're talking about. And people have this perception. I don't even know that you know this, Cynthia. And Susan, I don't know that you would know this. This past year, so that would be, I think we did this 2014, the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behavior came to me and said, I wonder if breed-specific bans work, because they've been used now in cities. There was an
right.
effort to do that in Chicago several times. Cynthia, you and I both
know. You and I very
yes,
well.
Yes, we do. But it never happened here, but it did happen in Denver. It did happen in Miami. It happened elsewhere around
Ontario,
the country.
Ontario, Canada.
The entire province, mm-hmm. actually. So does it work? So a veterinary behaviorist and myself looked at that, and we had, this was the way you like to do things, Dr. Bathurst, all scientifically
right.
based with data.
Right.
And you sit in a meeting with Cynthia, I know the word data comes up 45 times, as it should, you know. And we looked at the data, and guess what? it doesn't work. And when it comes down to it, two things. These dogs that are pit bulls, of course, what's a pit bull? They're
what's
mixed breed dogs,
yeah,
you know,
right.
is the first thing. But secondly, a dog is a dog is a dog.
Exactly.
And somehow, Cynthia, and these stories illustrate that, these dogs, again, it sounds crazy, but they're not only not what we or the public thinks of when we think of these dogs, some people anyway, they're better than other I know it sounds it's hard to put in the words because there's nothing wrong with that beagle walking down the street.
That's right. All dogs
right now.
Are individuals.
Yes,
Steve.
Yes,
all
and that's all true.
Yeah.
But these dogs, whether it's appreciation of what has happened in their life or something, I mean, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, and some people have asked me and asked Safe Humane, why are you just focusing on these dogs? Because there are so many dogs that need our help and so many that come in who are homeless or have been abused. And I say, yes, but everyone ignored those dogs, and they were special. They 2% of them got out alive before our program, a little over 70% now. They deserve our attention, and they're awesome. They're therapy dogs, or companions, or
yeah.
just plain pets. They're awesome.
And that's an important
There's the data
too.
I was talking about, yeah. by the way.
Exactly. But yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
The book, too, tries to show, again, that old adage, all dogs are individual. My opinion on BSL, of course, is that it's BS. But anyway, long and the short is all of these dogs are individuals, and all of these dogs are able to get through things and move forward. But that's what the book is trying to show, is that a lot of folks had those perceptions, Steve. And we do talk about a wonderful organization in there, too, called Animal Farm Foundation. They've worked very hard
yes.
to dispel the myths
yep.
about the pit bull-type dogs by creating these fact-based publications.
Well, they didn't do this one. I did. But yes, yes,
well,
yes, yes.
No, 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 no. Yeah. Understandably. But they, too, are helping to dispel those myths, you know, with
yes,
wonderful
they are.
Publications.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely are.
And I think that your comment about doing it with a veterinarian, a veterinary behaviorist, and getting everyone on board, you
yeah.
and I have talked about this a
yes.
lot, about the alliances is very, very important because they are. Here
yep.
it comes, science-based, fact-based.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We had like 70 citations. We couldn't even use them all because there was
yeah.
no space on the page. We cut it down to 40-something. So Cynthia Bathurst from Safe Humane Chicago, we're going to come back and tell you how to get this amazing book. And the thing is, all the money goes to Safe Humane Chicago. So I call this book inspirational. I wish we had more time to talk about more of the cases because they would touch your heart. How does someone get a copy of A Rough Road Home, Cynthia, the Court Case Dogs of Chicago?
It's easy. Just go to safehumanechicago.org, and first thing you see on the homepage is someplace to click. It'll take you to where you can order one.
Makes me Chicago proud. A Rough Road Home, the Court Case Dogs of Chicago. Give me the website again.
safehumanechicago.org.
And all of the money. I mean, you told me before the show how you had it arranged to do
yes.
this and that you had donations for the book to be printed.
Right.
All of the money, not 80%, not 90%, all of the money
That's right.
goes to the nonprofit.
Absolutely. All goes to the program. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us on, Steve.
It's always my pleasure to have you on, Susan. Cynthia and I go back
a long time.
More than a couple of years, and look at all the work she's done. A Rough Road Home. The Court Case Dogs of Chicago, or I should say, A Rough Road Home.